But first, we need to talk to this guy, man.
Who was that?
This is the most athletic man that I think we saw last weekend.
That man got hoop skills, man. I know what it is.
Tierre Tart, Titans defensive lineman. Tierre, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. How many times have you watched the highlight of your interception?
Oh, man, I definitely slipped through it a couple times because I had to watch it to see what everybody was talking about when they said I was on my back. But, you know, I definitely slipped through it a few times.
Hey, you know what? When I first saw it, like in real time, I didn't think anybody touched you. And so then I was thinking, man, Tierre needs to get up, act like he's going to the bench, and then head to the end zone. You can get you a pick six, bro.
Hey, man, that versatility right there, man. See, a lot of people. Listen, I'm a big boy, Tierre. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you went up.
6'8", what? What's the latest count?
Right now, I'm 284 right now.
284?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. So, you know, when he rolled back and he went in the handstand mode, a lot of people don't really count that as a handstand. But get what, Tierre? Your dog? I do. So I know what you're doing right there. My man, versatility.
How much crap did you catch from teammates about that whole thing?
I mean, they just gave me a good amount. KB, you know, a couple other guys, they were definitely roasting on me. I don't know if you guys seen you guys there. They said I did it for Lil Saint, so it was pretty funny. it was just pretty funny because they just copy movies. It was hilarious, but well, go ahead.
No, I was going to tell, just walk us through that play. So it looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like you were getting double teamed, that Big Jeff got a little pressure, and I guess you're taught if the throw's coming and you're not getting penetration to jump and try to bat it down, which you did, and then found it in the air. Like, walk us through that.
I mean, yeah, basically what you just said. I mean, after that, after those few things happened, you know, I would close the middle. Jeff got great penetration. We both got our hands up. You know, the pass came out low. It tipped my fingers. You know, I saw the ball pop in the air, and I was like, oh, man, I can't drop this thing. It's coming right to me. So I was like, should I high point it? I don't know. I just felt like everything was happening so slow, but so fast at the same time. I was like, should I high point it? I don't know. I'm going to let this thing come to me. Because I high point it, and it bounced off my hand. That baby tucked in there. No. So that was really my process going through the whole, like, trying to catch the ball when it went in the air. I just had to make sure I got it.
Now, Todd, you know one thing for sure. Now, when you do something that's kind of out of character for some people, you know it makes it easier to do it the next time. Like, when you first dunk, you know, after you get that first dunk out of the way, it's kind of easy to just go on up and dunk again.
That's the way I felt after I got the first dunk.
We know what that's like.
I got my first dunk when I was in about, like, the 7th, 8th grade.
See what I'm saying?
When were you, Slay?
Mine didn't come to the 8th grade, man.
You might have got it,
Tierre. Yeah, got me on that one, man. But that's what I'm saying, though. Now we're going to be expecting, hey, yeah, we need about one or two of them, you know what I mean, a season now.
I got you. Whatever God bless me with, man, you know, I'm gonna do what I'm taught and just go out there, try to find a way to fake the game, man.
Love it.
do you do jug machine work? Like, are you skilled in your pass interception abilities?
You know, I went out there and tried to do the jug machine a little bit, but it's harder than it looks, honestly. I swear it is, but, you know, I went out there and caught a couple balls, actually. It's just repetition.
It's just repetition. I like that.
Do you get to go through, like, the big man punt return thing at the end of training? Camp?
I mean, we haven't done that, but I did catch a couple balls doing that. That was pretty cool, though. Yeah.
I tried to – Kerm was working out at CPA one day, and I went out there, and I tried to shag some balls for him. Oh, my gosh.
No go.
That's a different – yeah, I didn't fall down, but, like, the ball hits a different speed when it turns over.
Uh-huh.
So
you gotta make sure it don't bounce off of you.
No question. Tierre Tart with us on 3HL. Do you have a nickname or do you just go by Tierre?
I mean, people call me Pop Tart.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a little cold little move called the Pop Tart. But man, we gotta put him in the boom boom room, man. Say. Yeah, I know. We gotta put him in the boom boom room. Uh-oh. What'd you say?
Boom boom room. The boom boom room.
Wait. Did Jared Puffer not warn you about the boom boom room?
Nah, he ain't tell me about that.
Yeah, that's on him. That is on him. Well, you tell Puff Daddy, that's on him.
Well, I guess here we go, Tierre Tart, man. Hey, listen, I got an opportunity to put you in the boom boom room. If you're willing to go in, man, the only way you can get out, the door's locked behind you. The only way you can get out is if you tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that door will, so help you, TL. And then you will be out of the boom boom room. I control this, TL. So if I feel like you're lying to me, you go down there in the cellar with everybody else that couldn't make it out. You agree to these terms?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up with it?
Hey, Hawk, put him in the boom boom room.
Ah, yes. One man on his way in to the boom boom room.
Yeah, buddy. We got T.I. Tart going into the Boom Boom Room, brought to you by Low T Center. Yeah, now you Pop-Tart in here. So, Pop-Tart, man, this is right here. We on the couch just having a good time talking, man. Ain't nobody around. It's just me and you. Let me ask you this first and foremost, man. Finish this for me. In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
In the playground where I spent most of my days.
Hey, all right.
I'm pretty sure he's never heard that one before.
got number one. Hey, man, so we going up to you, man, to the Army-Navy game this year. It's in Philly, man. Give me a spot I need to go to. I got to check out. I'm a big boy. I like to eat, baby. Talk to me.
Oh, you got to go to Max's. You got to go to Max's on Germantown Ave. It's a cheesesteak spot. Listen, man.
Okay, talk to me. There we go. This what I'm here for.
You got Max's in Germantown Ave. And downtown, you got the Redding Terminal. It's a place called, I don't eat pork anymore. It's because a place in the Redding Terminal called the Knicks. They got the best pork roast sandwich on broccoli rabe you ever have in your life.
What's the name of it? The Redding Terminal?
Redding Terminal.
I told you about Redding Terminal.
So did.
That's where they have all the food stamps.
Yeah. It happened to you. I already know. I ain't Shadow. I ain't Bashful. I'm from Nashville, baby. Let's get it. So this is what we got, Todd. So listen, you got old school or you got new school? You coming through. It's a good sunny day. You about to ride through the park. What would you pull out, an old school whip or a new school foreign or something?
Oh, man. I mean, it's a nice sunny day. Probably go with the, either Monte Carlo Monte Carlo.
Okay, I can dig it. You put some feet on them things, let the bang down. You know what I mean? What you got? Okay, I can dig it.
You put some nice rims on. They got them speakers on there. You know
I can
saying?
Dig it. So let me ask you this: how many people do you know that are really good in football that didn't play basketball? This right here, just for me, general knowledge.
How many people do I know that were really good at football?
That didn't play basketball. Yeah, give some basketball love out there, Tio.
This is a tough question.
First of all, you ain't got an answer. That's good enough right there for me.
Like,
not
did Matt Ryan play basketball?
Because his feet can't move. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Pop-Tart, let me tell you this, man. Last one, and I'm going to let you out the boom boom room. Give me something. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have 11, including me.
Okay, 11 brothers and sisters. It's a Royal Rumble match. Who's the last one standing in the Royal Rumble match between you and all your brothers?
Me, for sure.
You dominating everybody?
Oh, yeah. I'm the biggest. I wound up being the biggest.
Okay.
I was the second and youngest boy. I ended up being the biggest. They know what it is.
They already know what it is.
How are you the biggest? Yeah. How did that happen?
It just wound up being like that, man. My dad was 6'5". He's about 20. All my other brothers just wound up being like no bigger than 195, 200. I just happened to get above 3.
Oh, that is it. Mm-hmm. All right, man. So, hey, fresh pair of kicks you got to have on that you got to have. You walking into a fashion show, you got to have these kicks on. What shoes you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing some off-white ones.
Okay. I can dig it. T.I. Tart, we're going to let you out of the boom boom room, man. Good job.
Well. Looks like you did good in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Tier, what do you know about this Washington front? All I know is Carson Wentz has been sacked 17 times so far this season.
Mm-hmm. We've done a little bit of studying. I mean, they're a good old line. They have some veteran experience on the, I believe, on the left interior, the guard. I know it's going to be nothing's given to you in this league.
Yeah.
You got to come out and take everything, but, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to go out there – and disrespect their opponent. So, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to compete, and you know, and we're just going to let everything fall our way.
Is this bye week coming at a good time? Because, like, in the offseason, we're all like, man, that's an early bye week. But it kind of feels like y'all need it with the banged-up bodies over there.
I mean, I feel like the bye week is, wherever it falls, it may, you know. But, I think it's a good time. You know, it's a good time for everybody to get their legs back. You know, it's a good time for everybody to get their legs back, a good time for everybody to get their relaxed mind.
Yeah.
And get away from the facility, you know, and, yeah.
Love that. Pop Tart, man, you got to give me one thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
When you get the sack, because you getting one come Sunday, when you get the sack, indeed. I'm looking for the celebration. I need like a little Pop Tart, you popping out the toaster. Can you give me that one time? Pop Tart, coming up out the toast on it.
I got something brewing for you.
Okay,
you
okay. Okay, man. I'm going to give me a Tart jersey. Hell, they talking about. I'm riding with my boy. Let's get it, man. Told y'all this is my guy, man.
Hey, thanks for the time, brother. Good luck this weekend, and congrats on the win last weekend and the interception.
And thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for having me. Have a good one.
Yeah, no doubt, bro.